Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are so excited to be back with you again on Empowered by the Spirit. And we have a very special guest, Lucy Dunn, a close friend. Lucy, welcome to the show.
Delighted to be here with you, Deacon Steve. Thanks.
Lucy is president and CEO of Orange County Business Council, which is a tremendous organization in Orange County. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, the Orange County Business Council dates its roots back to predecessors over 225 years ago at the founding of Orange County. It was a time when Orange County was just breaking free of L.A. County, and they wanted to attract those newfangled things called cars and trucks. And so the former Orange County Chamber of Commerce actually had its roots in the Good Roads Movement to bring new business to the county. And so to this day, the Business Council, our mission is to enhance Orange County's economic prosperity while maintaining a high quality of life.
That's tremendous, Lucy. And how big is the organization?
We represent about 300 of the largest employers in Orange County, but we also partner with a number of our chambers of commerce throughout the county. There's, as you know, Orange County is America's sixth largest county by population. We have more population here than 22 states in the union, 34 cities, and many of our cities have their own little chambers of commerce that help represent the smaller business community. So we represent the large business and partner with our chambers within their own city boundaries.
So it's quite possible that many of our listeners have been touched by OCBC and perhaps didn't even know it.
I think that might be the case. I can share with you, for example, to achieve our mission, the wisdom of our board of directors, some of the brightest men and women in certainly the Southland, if not the nation, they determined that we shouldn't be a mile wide and an inch deep on our focus, but instead focus on four core initiatives: enhancing investment in infrastructure, so roads, water, power, sewer, good air quality. Number two is increasing the supply choices and affordability of housing for our workforce. Number three is workforce development, educating and preparing our folks for a 21st century global economy. And number four is attracting and retaining businesses and jobs in the county. And I'll focus just a second on the workforce development part, because Orange County is a minority majority in population. No one ethnic group dominates, but our Latino population will be the dominant group. And we do a lot of work at Orange County Business Council, partnering with United Way and the Orange County Department of Education in helping our Latino students and parents bridge a skills gap that exists that most folks don't realize between Latinos and everybody else. And so we help with a strong education component so that everyone in Orange County has the skills to take on high-paying jobs that are available.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. And we're on Empowered by the Spirit with Lucy Dunn, who's president and CEO of Orange County Business Council. And we're talking about really the value of the Orange County Business Council as it relates to many people out there. And you mentioned people in the job front and what you've done with Latinos. And you know, your faith, your Catholic faith, has been a cornerstone of why you've been involved with Orange County Business Council and why you've been involved with in the political arena and so forth. And how important is your Catholic faith to you, Lucy?
Well, it's who I am. It's my core. Every aspect of my world, from private to the public world, it's the ribbon that flows through me. And you try and you aspire to live that faith every day in working on some of the toughest issues, from politics to policy, to elevate everyone's life and make a better life that also enables us to live a life following in the path, the footsteps of Christ. So it's doing by example, and truly, I'm a student at it. I learn every day myself. I stumble every day myself, but you try to live your life according to the teachings that you've learned throughout that life.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Powered by the Spirit with Lucy Dunn, President and CEO of the Orange County Business Council. Our title is Faith in Business and Living Out Our Faith in Our Life. And one of the things I've been so blessed to be part of is working with Lucy on a volunteer basis. And we're broadcasting from Christ Cathedral. And the irony behind that, Lucy and I headed up at our parish, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Irvine, California, the For Christ Forever campaign for Christ Cathedral as fundraising. And Lucy, I must admit, it was a great joy to do that. And the ironing of it all, because now here we are. And it's so exciting again here to be in the Tower of Hope and broadcasting here on the Catholic Network. Lucy, why was that so important to you, and how is that dream now becoming true?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that question. I still get excited when I think about Christ Cathedral and the amazing, watching the realization of the things you and I talked about to our parish on what this amazing icon of Orange County could be. As a woman of a business, I know that the former Crystal Cathedral is a major icon of this county. And when we tend not to have a media market in Orange County, because a lot of the media gets sucked into LA, right? Having an icon that is easily identifiable with Orange County is really important for me as a businesswoman in what we do. As a woman of history, every great metropolitan area has a great cathedral. And Orange County is a great metropolitan area. And so making sure that that vision is there of having a cathedral that transcends today, it is what our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren will be talking about 200 years from today. I love that. I love that. And certainly as a woman of music, this is the place where 2,000 years of history, music, liturgy will be the focal, the centerpiece. Love that aspect of this cathedral. And last but not least, as a woman of faith, a place where all of our parishes, all of our folks can come as a great community. This is the gathering place. And what I love is some of the statistics that we learned is over one-third of Orange County's 3 million population identify themselves with the Catholic faith in one form or another. That's a lot of people that need a good cathedral, a beautiful cathedral. It was a great honor to make that journey with you. And proud to say that we, in record time, achieved our goals.
Woohoo!
Truly. And I think we started off going, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
And, but we did. And it was thanks to great parishioners who shared our joy and excitement and vision that stepped up and really, really made it a reality. And now we can see it all around us here.
And it's so exciting to actually see that dream come true.
Absolutely.
And the campus is so beautiful, and it's so busy all the time, and people coming from all over Orange County. And for all you listeners in San Diego, drive up and, and take a look at this. It's an amazing place, and it is a place of worship. It's a place of coming together and really ascertaining what the Lord wants from us, you know, in so many different ways and so many different organizations. And, you know, that's a big part of what this show is all about. A huge part of the show is living out your faith and having a vision and making it happen, and really being persistent. I know as it relates to For Christ Forever, it wasn't exactly easy.
No.
Right? We had resistance. You know, we had to really explain and why this was an important endeavor. But one of the important things about it, too, was prayer. was the fact of the matter is to be a person and people of prayer, to pray together. And I know that was an important part of our journey along the way.
Absolutely. And just the whole idea to have this beautiful, beautiful cathedral in the heart of Orange County, I think that is a tremendous asset for all of us. It's one of these, I think it's, if I remember correctly, it's like 35 acres, that little jewel that a lot of folks don't even know is here. And just walking on the campus itself, walking through, is actually quite a comforting and quite a spiritual experience.
It really takes my breath away. It makes me feel so proud to be a Catholic, too, and so proud to be part of this incredible diocese in Orange. And again, I know you were listening in from various dioceses, but come take a look at Christ Cathedral. It really is an amazing place, and you're certainly an amazing person, Lucy. I'm biased, but Lucy Dunn, who is, again, President and CEO of Orange County Business Council, and I think more than anything else for this show, what's so important to our listeners is that everyone has talent. Everyone has a calling from God, but we have to say yes to it. You know, so many people think, well, I'm not a Lucy Dunn. I haven't been trained in law. I haven't done the things that Lucy has done. I'm not as smart as she is and talented and so forth. But everyone has talent. And everyone has gifts that they can use to help build up the body of Christ.
Yes, it's funny. There's an old saying that goes, God never gives us more than we can handle. I just wish he wouldn't trust me so much with all of the stuff that he gives me.
I think at that note, we're going to take a break, and we're going to get into specifically, how do we use our faith in the business world? How do we make a difference where God planted us? We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Grecker. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit with a very special guest, Lucy Dunn, President and CEO of Orange County Business Council. We're talking about living our faith and how that relates to the business world. How can we as Catholics really make a difference in the workplace? And you obviously grew up as a cradle Catholic, I believe.
Correct.
But your faith has always been important to you, and you wanted to make a difference, not just in being successful in business, but really applying your faith. And tell us about your story and then maybe some ideas from our listeners.
Most of my life I've lived in Orange County. I did grow up in my younger years on the East Coast. I was actually born in New Jersey, but almost all of my life from elementary school, in fact, even kindergarten, I was right here in the city of Orange, and then graduated from Mission Viejo High School, the first graduating class, on to Cal State Fullerton and on to law school. So my first career I spent practicing law, both as a legal secretary, paralegal, as a lawyer, went into real estate development from there, as a general counsel of a home building company, and then ended up moving to the business side. From there, I worked for Governor Schwarzenegger for a couple of years as director of housing and community development for the state, with a particular focus on low-income housing and caring for the homeless. And then when the position at Orange County Business Council opened up, I decided what I really wanted to do was learn nonprofit management so that I could be prepared when the California Building Industry Association position opened up, so I could be advocating for housing in the state. That's been my passion most of my life, is housing. And I came into OCBC. You know, we're working on transportation, education, housing, and jobs creation. But my world opened up, Deacon. It got so much bigger than just housing. And you could see where so many things connected. So housing the poor, housing homelessness, part of my heart, part of my faith. It matters that there's traffic relief. It matters that there's education goals. And so my components of caring for the poor all factor into that thread that transcends a lot of the work that OCBC is doing. On top of that, when finally the CBIA came to me and they said, we're ready for you, please come and apply for the position, I actually turned them down because I found what we were doing here was so important, the innovation that this county brings, working with so many smart people, that we were able to actually achieve some goals and some metrics that transcend the county's boundaries and work through a 6-county region, which is half the state's population. So I would say that that whole aspect of working my life in a for-profit sector, and you know, there's plenty of money to be made in the nonprofit sector, where maybe it isn't as lucrative sometimes financially for you, but spiritually and emotionally, you can see the good work that you do every day to try to help people's lives, and that is very moving to me personally.
We're with Lucy Dunn, President and CEO of Orange County Business Council, talking about living our faith in business and how God will give you that passion in a given area. And she talked about passion in housing and passion in working with nonprofits and passion in working with the poor. And that certainly reminds me of Matthew 25. And open up your Bibles and dust them off and take a look at Matthew 25. And in Matthew 25, we see that the shepherd separating the sheep from the goats, and the shepherd basically saying, Jesus saying, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, a stranger, and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you care for me, in prison and you visit me. And then the righteous will answer them and say, Lord, when were you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when were you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And again, Jesus is saying, amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you did for the least of my brothers of mine, you did for me. And Lucy, what that really means is that we really have responsibility for those that are homeless, and we have responsibility for those that are poor as Catholics to make a big difference in their lives. And you've certainly been living that.
Thank you. But I can't say that it's just me. I am blessed, as I mentioned, to work with some amazing companies that really embrace the concept of corporate social responsibility. The old vision was that business would focus on shareholder value, creating revenue, stay true to their business. But in today's world, if business doesn't put their head up, so to speak, and look around them at what's happening in the world around them, it will impact their shareholder value. It will impact their ability to deliver their product or their service. And so great companies are engaging more and more in helping solve the world's great problems: hunger, water supply, traffic, housing supply, and not only spending their dollars, which is fascinating to me because that's not part of why they're in business, but it absolutely impacts their business. They not only spend their dollars, they also spend their time volunteering, leading, engaging in OCBC, and making sure that we stay on the right course. So a terrific organization that advances the good of so many things that make Orange County great.
This is Deacon Steve Greco, Empowered by the Spirit, with Lucy Dunn, President CEO of Orange County Business Council. And we're really talking about how we live our faith in our lives. And when we're at work, it's not like we turn a switch off and say we're no longer Catholic. It's like, how can we use our Catholic faith to make a difference? And I'll give you an example. In my life, I was president of a division of the Publicis organization, a large advertising organization and sales and marketing division. And we were out of New Jersey, Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And if you've been back there, and I know some of you have, or perhaps have lived there, you're familiar with the Trenton area and lots and lots of poverty there and lots of people that don't have healthy diets. And we partnered, and I went to the CEO at the time, and we decided to partner with an organization that actually converted vacant lots into gardens, where they planted vegetables because so many of the people were not eating healthy foods.
Right.
And the people at the time who were in the neighborhoods all got involved, and you work alongside them to plant and harvest and so forth. And we also then worked on some of the housing areas that were all run down and, you know, refurbished them and painted them and so forth. But the point is that I and other people went to the organization and said, we are responsible to make a difference in our community, in our broader community. And that's a big part of what OCBC is about, what your journey is about with other people you work with, and that we can make a difference when we go to wherever we're employed to say, on our own time, you know, or whatever it might be, we can go and volunteer, but we want to do it with our friends and coworkers and as part of the business organization to make a difference.
It couldn't be better said, Deacon Steve, what you have just shared. In fact, you know, you cannot ignore that in the 6-county Southern California region, which is half the state's population, 1 in 7 Americans live in poverty. Of all of the nation's poverty, 1 in 7 live right here in Southern California. 1 in 3 of our children live in poverty. And that impacts our ability to live not only Christ-like lives. How do you walk the planet when you see that? How do you walk your street when you see that? But it also impacts our ability to do good business, to have housing, an adequate supply of housing for our people. It's interesting that you would share the story about an urban garden, an urban food supply, because there's a movement in California to intensify development within urban areas. And that's all very fine. Try to keep folks close to jobs, their homes near jobs, walkable communities. On the other hand, it also puts a stress on those little open space areas. And how do we maintain a good balance of parks within an urban environment and understand that you can't fit everybody in a city, that we do also need to grow out and develop responsibly in areas to accommodate an entire population, give folks choice. So it is an interesting dynamic that's all part of the work we do, is looking for balance and choice.
One of the most exciting things for me is letting God be God. All we have to do is say yes. And my brothers and sisters, you're empowered by the Spirit. We're broadcasting from Christ Cathedral. And Jesus is calling you right now to make a difference.
Absolutely.
Make a difference in your workplace. Make a difference in your neighborhood. Make
volunteer.
A difference in your family. Volunteer. Mm-hmm. You know, let's take a look at James. Open up, everyone. James now. Flip to James. That's in the New Testament, by the way. okay. James 1:22. Be doers of the word and not hearers, only deluding yourselves. Be doers of the word. And then we go to chapter 2, verse 14. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not do works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister has nothing to wear and has no food for the day, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and eat well, but you do not give them the necessities of the body, what good is it? So also faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. You know, and we sometimes forget that. It's so important, my brothers and sisters, to live out your faith, and that's to be passionate about something and get excited about something.
Amen.
I get excited every time I'm around Lucy. She's firing me up already. I'm wondering, I need to do more. We're going to talk more as we come back from break about Catholic social teaching and how that makes a difference in the workplace. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit with Lucy Dunn, President and CEO of Orange County Business Council. And we've been talking about living out your faith in business and whatever you want to try to do. We've talked about using that faith to try to influence businesses to make a difference. And you probably see that all the time as it relates to the businesses that you work with and people stepping up and getting the businesses socially involved.
Absolutely. I'm blessed to work with some of the wisest people in the nation that really recognize that elevating and helping to solve our nation's most critical issues, from literally national, international issues on climate change, all the way down to how to fix the traffic in front of your front door. These are really amazing issues that a business is engaged in every day.
You know, it's amazing the difference that you can make when you let the Holy Spirit empower you, which is the name of our show, Empowered by the Spirit. And I know that I've used the example for those that were listening about making a difference in Trenton, New Jersey, and a group of us in terms of the poor growing gardens and vegetables, but also being involved in bigger corporations in which you can influence them to work with organizations like Habitat for Humanity.
Absolutely.
Where you can have large events. We had a meeting of 3,000 people, and we all were, believe it or not, involved in helping build a home. You can do organizations like Rebuilding Together, and, you know, in terms of helping out and fixing up of housing. And there's just no end to what a business might be able to do to work with organizations to help the poor.
Yes. And business is made up of people. And people are people. In fact, it's funny you would mention Habitat for Humanity, because I think we just participated in a Habitat build. Our staff this week literally signed up and got out the hammers and the nails. And it's sweat equity, which I love, is actually helping these folks get into housing. But, you know, people should feel free to follow whatever their passion is, whatever their bliss is, whatever the Holy Spirit strives to inspire them. And it doesn't matter whether it's housing issues or climate issues or environmental issues or ocean issues. There are thousands of opportunities to get engaged as a volunteer where you can make a difference in the world. There are nonprofits throughout Orange County. There is one that will absolutely make you excited to participate. You just have to flip on your computer and scroll through and look, or contact us and we'll help connect you to the right nonprofit. But they're all looking for volunteers. And you know, Orange County, we have our pockets of poverty. There are some clear issues of concern in the county. However, generally speaking, we have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation. We are considered a well-to-do county. And I am ashamed to share with you, we have one of the lowest philanthropy rates for a county of our size and the income levels that we have here. So it's not only volunteering your time, but it is open your pocketbook and write a check, very simply, to that nonprofit that fuels you, that you know will make a difference. Frequently I hear, well, maybe we'll just form another new nonprofit. And that drives me crazy, because there are so many underfunded good nonprofits that exist now. And frankly, just throwing three business folks in a room so they can create something new or better and smarter, instead of retooling what already exists out here, or merging missions of two nonprofits that might have overlapping goals, that would really fuel more funding for them and help them thrive and succeed. So come in the water. It's great. And it's fun. And you can really make a difference for Orange County and anything that fuels you.
This is Deacon Steve Greco with Lucy Dunn, President and CEO of Orange County Business Council, talking about faith and business and what we can do to make a difference. And we're talking about nonprofits. And I have to share with you, I have these 10 attributes of a winner. I've been a healthcare executive for over 30 years and currently vice president of a pharmaceutical company, working with hundreds of sales representatives and specialists and managers. And I tell them, in order to be successful in the business world, attribute number 10 says you must have balance in your life. And I tell them, for me, faith and family and then job. But as it relates to faith, I share how I've been on 3-4 nonprofit boards and how following your passion, whatever it be, whatever it is, whether it be health or whether it be working with the poor, whatever it might be. But it really starts with a process, and that process is getting close to Christ, letting Christ lead you. You know, how do you know what to do or not to do? It's really about praying.
Absolutely.
It's about praying, going to church, receiving the sacraments, and making a difference. God is calling you right now, and take a look at John 15:16. It's not you who called me, but I who called you and anointed you to bear fruit. Fruit that will remain so that whatever you ask of the Father, He may give you. My brothers and sisters, we're here at Christ Cathedral and Empowered by the Spirit with Lucy Dunn, and we're asking you right now to bear fruit. What is it that you're passionate about? And there's so many different areas. We've talked about housing and working with the poor as it relates to that. Employment initiative that our friend Michael Amola here heads up or is intimately part of it at our church, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. You know, working with people to help them as it relates to resumes and finding jobs and so forth. And what are some other nonprofits that are in the county that people might be interested in?
I'm a big fan of United Way. I love their understanding of the county as a whole, the region as a whole. I think Goodwill Industries is doing remarkable stories of success, head up by Frank Tallarico, formerly with J. Sarah High School, but now heading up Goodwill Industries, a brilliant man, great passion, with a strong focus on vets. I also serve, for example, on the Bolsa Chica Conservancy, helping to teach children the importance of wetlands restoration, habitat, all down in Huntington Beach, 1,000 acres of wetlands restored by the private sector and by government in partnership. And so there are so many nonprofits. Mercy House, Larry Haynes is visionary at Mercy House in what he's doing with housing the homeless and coming up with solutions that not just here in Orange County, but throughout the Western United States. So you name it, it exists. Education, there's so many great nonprofits to help.
And we have, again, whatever direction you want to go in, there's a nonprofit there that will be part of what God is calling you to do. And I've been working in with nonprofits relating to the unborn, such as Birth Choice, now Obria Health Clinics, in which we're really trying to make a difference for those women struggling with unwanted pregnancy or not knowing what to do in order to really save that baby's life, you know, and to make a difference with education and make a difference with the volunteering there. Again, we're on Empowered by the Spirit talking about nonprofits. What is Jesus calling you to do? What is Jesus calling you to do in terms of making a difference? And I'm also on the board of Loyola Institute of Spirituality from an education standpoint of making a difference in which people understand their Catholic faith. So we've got this Catholic social teaching in which we go a lot of different directions, and even with the environment, and there was recent encyclical, of course, that I think you're very familiar with Pope Francis, and, you know, and that's an area, too, in terms of protecting, or as one of the key social teachings is care for God's creation and the stewardship of creation. And I'm sure there's lots of nonprofits around that also.
Well, actually, it's a major focus of our state government, too, is a lot of policy and planning going around climate change, and not only preparing for adapting to climate change, but trying to fight climate change. And you have to be very careful with this. There are absolutely things that we should be doing, as our Pope has indicated, protecting our common home. On the other hand, he also made it clear sometimes there's an underlying discussion about population control as a solution for climate change. And our Pope made that particularly strong statement that that is not a path we need to follow. There are solutions to be had between the extremes of doing nothing and getting rid of human habitation on our planet. And I think that is the beauty of an innovative, engaged business community, in addition to population as a whole, is understanding how important our planet is and that we can start by doing things that help right here, right now, in our own backyard.
And that's so important to understand, that you do not have to go very far. There are 35,000 women, children, and people who are homeless, living in cars on the streets right here in Orange County. So you can make a difference in your own neighborhoods. And, you know, when we were studying in the Diaconate Formation, they talked about the invisible poor. We drive past them all the time. And one of the things that made such a big difference for me is this whole concept, if not you, then who? And that's what I'm saying to you right now, my brothers and sisters. You have been asked to listen into this show for a reason. God is calling you to make a difference right here in Orange County or in Southern California. If you're in San Diego County, I'm sure they have their own issues, and and LA and so forth. And God is calling you to make a difference. And one other quick nonprofit that I'd like to just share outside of Orange County. If you're called to make a difference in another part of the world, there is an organization called Wells of Life that I'm part of, and they've done an amazing job in which they've building wells and creating wells, developing wells in Uganda. And one of the big issues worldwide is clean water.
Yes.
And that's something, again, that, you know, following your passion.
Right here, too.
Yeah.
Very important for us right here.
Right here. And we need some water, don't we?
We need some water. We need to be praying for rain here.
With that note, we'll be right back. And we're going to talk about the political arena. So please stay tuned. Call up your friends. And if you're interested in the upcoming elections, you know, we're going to hear from Lucy, who is very actively involved in that area. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are back on Empowered by the Spirit with Lucy Dunn, President and CEO of Orange County Business Council. Lucy, in the beginning of the show, you were talking about some of the areas that you were involved with politically, and you've had extensive career working in state government. And tell us a little bit more about that and why you got involved using your talent in the political arena.
The Orange County Business Council is neither pro-Democrat or pro-Republican. We're not a party organization, but we do support pro-business candidates, just no matter what their political persuasion. We look for good, strong, fearless leaders that align with our core initiatives on infrastructure, housing, education, and jobs creation. Those things we know raise all ships. And so that's why we get involved in candidates, both actually inside and outside Orange County, because it is a blue state. It will be a blue state for the foreseeable future. And our Orange County is perceived to be a red state. So the business community, which transcends boundaries, must engage with leaders outside the county as well as inside the county.
One of the important things is the fact that Catholics have responsibility to live their faith in business, as we've talked about, but also beyond that business arena in the political area. And we're asked, and we can take a look at a pamphlet here, Catholics in the Public Square, by Most Reverend Thomas Olmsted. And he talks about how it really makes sense if Catholics live their faith in the political arena. And as noted in the Second Vatican Council, every citizen ought to be mindful of his right and his duty to promote the common good by using his vote, and also to be actively involved in trying to make a difference.
Absolutely true. And we can see that as well on so many fronts in California. You know, California is a leader in climate change solutions and innovation in technology. How interesting I find it that our Pope also has taken strong positions in caring for our common home. That alignment in the political world and environment is important, but also making sure that we as business folks understand that we have a duty to participate and live our faith, whatever our faith is, for the common good of folks at the in the political arena. And that's what really it's all about, is are they housed? Are they clothed? In caring for our common home, are we making sure that the rules and the regulations we're putting in place to protect the planet don't unduly harm the poor? If we are putting rules and regulations in place, and the business community is very interested in this, putting rules and regulations in place that, let's just say, incentivize us to get out of our cars because we don't want greenhouse gas emissions, incentivize us to ride transit and trains, but there are no transit and trains to ride in the Inland Empire to get to jobs. They live so much further out and make long commutes, and that impacts the poor. So getting involved in the political process to make sure we have the right leaders that will balance these needs and advance economic prosperity, I think, is critically important.
And this relates to our responsibility as citizens, responsibility certainly working even in the business environment and making
Correct.
A difference.
Correct.
Now, the Catholic Church is, as I'm reading now from the pamphlet, Catholics in the Public Square, the Catholic Church is actively engaged in a variety of issues, public issues such as immigration, education, affordable housing, health and welfare. These are really important issues, and but also protection of life at all stages. I know that's very controversial, but you know, we as Catholics, this is very important. The protection of family, the union between men and women based on marriage, protection of rights to educate their children, all of those things are really important, responsible issues. And Lucy, you've made a huge difference in the political arena by doing a number of different things. And again, share a little bit more about what you've done in the housing area and other areas, transportation.
In your last comment, I was fascinated, and it isn't really, it's not a business issue per se, but I was fascinated that the media spent more time focusing on the tragic death of a lion, Cecil, than over the tragic exploitation and sale of fetal parts post-abortion. And that somehow, that whole aspect of life and valuing human life is somehow lost on folks sometimes. I recently returned from a trip to Germany and happened to, as the last part of the trip, I'd never been to Germany before, but happened to visit Dachau, the concentration camp. When you're seeing all of this stuff and sort of odd priorities, we can have them both. We can protect animals, but we can't forget that human life is critically important. Population growth is a good thing. We have to manage it, make sure we house people. You know, in Orange County alone, I think the statistics are you have to have a job that you earn almost $30 an hour in order to afford a one-bedroom apartment in Orange County. That's crazy making. That tells me that our supply is not keeping up with our demand, and people continue to make babies. And how wonderful is that? But we have to care for our population with the same passion and the same love that we care for all of our environment. I think those are very important faith issues and require us as Catholics to participate in the political realm.
This is Deacon Steve Greco with Lucy Dunn, President and CEO of Orange County Business Council. We're broadcasting from Christ Cathedral, talking about faith in the business world, but also faith in the political arena and what we can do as Catholics, as citizens, to make a difference. As we take a look at areas and issues that are really non-negotiable for Catholics, but it's really important to learn what does the Catholic Church teach and why, before you then decide that, well, that's not right.
Yes, I think that's exactly right. We do have to really understand our faith and take that not just as Sunday faith, but 7 day a week faith, and incorporate it throughout our personal and our public lives.
Now, I do have to ask you more of a fun question for me anyway. This bullet train thing.
I love the bullet train.
Tell us about
it. Oh, my gosh. Boy, talk about a weird segue in conversation. So I think I'm probably the last person, maybe there's three of us left in Orange County that actually support high-speed rail.
Woohoo!
Absolutely. And I share this with you with no naivete, that I understand that funding is an issue, that it has to have a solid business plan. But I am a world traveler. And I have ridden high-speed rail in other countries. I can see how beneficial it is. And you know, in Anaheim, you might have seen right off the 57 freeway, this brand new, it looks sort of like a multicolored armadillo. It looks like a disco. No, that is the Anaheim train station, brand spanking new, called the ARTIC, Anaheim Regional Transportation Intermodal Center, ARTIC. It's also the very first ready-to-go high-speed rail station in California. High-speed rail is critical for Anaheim. You've got Disneyland, the Ducks, Angel Stadium. There's a $1 billion investment coming in from some Chinese folks that are planning in that Platinum Triangle right at the 57. Another $1 billion investment the Ducks might be making to increase entertainment and tourism. We have an Anaheim Convention Center that's expanding, and the Grove of Anaheim. I mean, the list goes on and on about how important Anaheim is to Orange County's economic prosperity. High-speed rail gets visitors into Anaheim and out without creating Carmageddon for the Anaheim residents.
I love that, Carmageddon.
Carmageddon for Anaheim residents. You don't have to build a gigantic parking structure. You can move people ineffectively and efficiently. So, an excellent idea for Orange County. Do not be afraid.
All right. I'm a believer. Thank you, Lucy Dunn, President CEO of Orange County Business Council, for being part of the show.
My pleasure.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for just the honor to serve you and your people. We ask, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit to descend upon all of our listeners, that they may say yes to you in the business environment that they're in, that they may say yes to you to be a conscious citizen, to defend life, to make a difference in whatever area that you're leading them to. We ask blessings upon them and healings upon them through the power of the Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio. I am a soul on fire.